Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, throw back on Coast to Coast. So I sat down with Carver High, and I thought it was crucial to get this done in the right time. You can't let this just blow by and forget about it. So I said, I need your bucket list. Give me five. He said, five, climb the Great Wall of China. Four, buy the entire Anheuser-Busch company so that he can drink free Bud Light for the rest of his life. I thought that was impressive. Three, go to the Stanley Cup Finals with the Islanders playing in them. Two, go to the Super Bowl to watch the Bills. And number one on the bucket list, stunning, but I believe it. It's just this simple. Get in the Circa Sports Million and Circa Survivor football contests in Vegas at Circa the D and Golden Gate. I really think that's incredible because, you know, Circa Millions 3, 5 picks versus the spread each week, 1 point for correct, half point for a push, 3 entries per person. That's $3,000 if you have 3, $1 million top prize guaranteed, $4 million in total prizes, no rake, 100% of the money goes to the players. Survivor, you get 6 entries, that would be $6,000, it's $1,000 per, $6 million total guaranteed payout, $1 million undefeated bonus prize. Choose a team every week straight up to win. Cannot pick the same team twice. Ties and cancel games or losers. Thanksgiving, Christmas, each a contest week. 20 selections for the season. Entries for holiday weeks. If you used them before, you lose. Undefeated bonus prize week 18. You got to pick Kansas City or Tampa. If you had them before, you lose. Sign-ups at Circus Sports Counters in Nevada, obviously. Golden Gate, the D, Tuscany Suites, Pass at Water Street Casino. On your mobile app, in their kiosks, your styling. And outside Nevada, you can use a proxy. Carver High, very impressed with the bucket list, and particularly buying Anheuser-Busch. You've had that in your pocket for a long time, finally admitting that publicly. And the trek to China to, you know, climb the Great Wall, very impressive.
Yeah, but you see, number one is what's most important, because if you get in the Circa Millions and you win it, that gets me to those other goals a lot faster. So that's why you have to put the Circa Millions at the top. You win all that cash, and then suddenly I'm available to go, you know, buy Anheuser-Busch, or I'm available to go to these big events when my teams make it to them. So that's why Circa Sports has to be at the top. Two great contests. All right, you talked about it with Ben a couple minutes ago. College football is really in full swing starting tonight. I know we had games last Saturday. I know we had UAB with the dominating win in the Montgomery kickoff last night. Forget about all that, Scotty. We got real football tonight. We've got Big Ten football, and we start with rowing the boat. Your boy P.J. Fleck in Minnesota hosting Ohio State. Let's start with P.J. He knows Ohio State, one of the best teams in the country. Here he is.
I think you just go back and what Coach Day has done and the proof that he's had.
Nice pocket
square. He's a really good football coach.
PJ looking sharp.
You know, they're in the college football playoff last year.
Getting involved.
The national championship. They're a really good football team. A lot of returning starters. They've lost some guys, but they're a team that reloads. You know, they don't rebuild. Very talented guys that are coming in and playing. So at every position, they have depth. They have experience. They've got guys that are really, really talented. But again, they're a really good football team. I think everybody knows that. I think
it's
well documented and well deserved. We've got to be the best team we can be on Thursday night. That's where my focus lays, and that's what we'll continue to focus on.
I mean, I'm scared to death to take those points with them. I just do not trust the Minnesota Gophers to do anything except get in their own way. If they win that game tonight, I will keel over. I hope they do. There's nothing I'd rather see than Ohio State lose. I'll be pulling for them. Are you buying that, Carver? What does Ryan Day say?
Ryan Day says that he knows he can't take Minnesota lightly. Says respects the Golden Gophers very much. Here's Ryan Day.
It started back in the spring. We talked about this right from the jump when we started that first practice in the spring, that we knew when we saw the schedule that this was going to be something we had to get game ready early in the season. And we'll come right out of the gates with a conference game on the road with a, you know, freshman quarterback or a young quarterback and you know, young linebackers and some guys that you haven't played a lot of football. So it was a challenge, you know, this spring to spend a lot of time on fundamentals and techniques. And then this preseason, get as many game reps as we possibly can. We tackled a decent amount in the preseason, so I feel great about that. We put in a lot of hard work, a lot of physical practices out there. So I'm proud of the work we put in. I mean, I feel good going into this game, but you just don't know what you got until you get out there.
Well, let's go. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Radio Network, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell, Coast to Coast. All right, Carver High, obviously all eyes will be on that game tonight. There's a ton of other games, and the more I look at it, for the most part, they're all crappy.
I think there's a couple of decent ones. Obviously, the Ohio State-Minnesota game is going to get a lot of the pub, but I think, Scotty, this game between UCF and Boise State has a lot of juice. UCF right now, 6.5-point favorites as we get going here. New coach Gus Malzahn, fired from Auburn, now goes to UCF. Big total here. They're expecting a lot of points, 67.5. I think this could be a very fun game between Boise and UCF. We also, of course, have, listen, we got some tomato can games here. Coastal Carolina laying 32.5 against the Citadel. Buffalo laying 43.5 against Wagner. LIU getting 34.5. There are some tough games.
Look, I'm going to go onions right off the bat and take Boise on the road at Orlando against UCF. I think Boise's a better football team, and I think they'll punch Gus Malzahn in the mouth. I'll give you the rest of my plays after the break. A lot of these games are blowouts. I think Coastal Carolina will blow out and handle their business. There's some other games. I want to give you all my picks, so when we come back, I'll do that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, A's won 8-6 over the Tigers. Phillies won that game 7-6 over the Nats. And the Brewers-Giants are in the 6th, tied 1-1 at Oracle in the Bay. All right, let's get back to these college football games tonight.
Yes, let's do that. We have a couple of other games. East Carolina at Appalachian State tonight. I actually like this game a lot. I like App State minus the 8.5, now at 9.5 on FanDuel. South Florida at NC State. We know how much push they've been getting recently from some of the guys that we've had on. Minus 19.5 for the Wolfpack. Weber State at Utah, minus 28.5. Bowling Green getting the big chip tonight in Knoxville, 36.5. And then Ohio State and Minnesota still sitting at 13.5 right now at FanDuel for that game up in Mini.
Yeah, thank God I got it at 14. And I think I got East Carolina at 10. And now it's moved down to 8.5. I think App State wins that game. I think it's a tighter game than that. I think North Carolina State should whack, you know, South Florida. If they're as good as everybody says they are, if they're as loaded as everybody says they are, if they're as highly ranked as everybody says they are, then you got to go out in your opener at home and kick ass and take names. I think Utah rolls Weber like a doobie. Tennessee's going to smack that ass against Bowling Green. And I got Ohio State winning, but Gophers covering. And then I remember that first sheet you had out. I liked Coastal laying. I'm going big stones with Buffalo laying a 48 and a hook, like big time stones. And then Florida International wins, but I'm taking your Long Island iced tea and 35.5. Ball State will win. Western Illinois, give me the 25.5. You know those boys at Testy Tech never get it done. And I don't know, Carver High. What do we got here? Well, I didn't even know Murray State was playing, but I like Arizona State to absolutely have sex with Southern Utah.
Yeah, I'm in on Arizona State. 45.5 tonight. Believe it or not, Scotty, my favorite play of the night, Herman the Sun Devils laying it down on Southern Utah, who just played on Saturday. Let's go, baby. Give me one of those 70-7 games that we see sometimes. Let's go, Herm.
I love Tempe. It's a great spot. Hotties galore. Let's get real here for a second. The library was one of the greatest clubs ever in drinking history, with the chicks and schoolgirl outfits and 6-inch stilettos. Fantastic concept.
All right, so with the season started, here we go. Some more win totals for you. In the Big Ten, of course, Ohio State with the big number of 11. Wisconsin, 9.5. How about Indiana? The Hoosiers, 7.5. Give me that over for Indiana and Bloomington. And here's another one I love. Rutgers with the 4 down there on the bottom right corner. I think Rutgers going to win 5 or 6 games in the Big Ten this year. Can you believe what's coming out of my mouth? I can't stand that program, and I like their over.
What is Northwestern's over?
6.5. I like that as well. I think Northwestern.
I like that over. I think Patty does a great job there. What's that third one on the left in yellow? Is that Iowa?
Iowa.
They suck. Indiana's going to pop them on Saturday. Let's bust out a bottle of Beam. Check out.
I also have the ACC win totals for you as well. Clemson at the top, as always. They are sitting there with an 11.5 win total. North Carolina, 9.5. The U, De'Aaron King, 9.5. The win total at BetMGM. I'll tell you the one I like, though. I like the under for Florida State, 5.5. Mike Norvell, they're going to go 4-8 this year. Give me that under, Scotty. Let's go.
I like Miami at 9 under, that they don't go to 10. And then what is North Carolina at?
9.5.
I think they can win 10 games. And I'll tell you another one. I'm going to go Stone Central. I'm going to go under on Clemson. That Clemson's not winning 12 games. I'm going to go 11. I'm going to go under there, too. Well,
you could win that bet on Saturday night if they lose to Georgia. Bang. It's a winner. Because then they could go 11-1. Bang. Already a win if you take the under and they lose to Georgia on Saturday night. We will talk about that game tomorrow, right here on Coast to Coast. You talked about this with Ben. Big 12 looking to add BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston. College football playoff expansion is in full stall mode because everybody hates each other and they don't trust each other. So the college football playoff expansion now put on hold, it looks like. All right, let's get to the baseball because we've got Scott Miller coming up later in the hour. The Dodgers have finally done it, Scotty. They beat the Braves 4-3 last night. They sweep the series with Atlanta. And for the first time since April the 25th, the Dodgers are back in first place in the NL West. Dave Roberts, how does it feel to be back in first place?
It's a start. We're getting there. I think that we just got to continue to play good baseball.
There's a lot of baseball left.
And I just like the way our guys are just so resilient.
He's talking to Carver High.
Pick each other up. Obviously, that eighth inning was huge. You know, starting off with Trey Turner. And then the Corey Seager at bat was a next level at bat. It goes down as a base on balls in the box score. But how
what is that on his shirt,
really
Carver High? Is that a blotch of hot dog mustard?
What is Dave doing?
His previous at bat from a two-out RBI. And then AJ. So, guys, it was just really fun inning, a fun game. And a big win for us.
They're playing great baseball, but let me just say this. You know, I know the Braves got swept, but they got back in that game last night with a two-run homer, and I think that kid Fried is a hell of a pitcher. I really do. I like his entire approach, his concentration, his stare down. He looks like, you know, for me, watching him, he's like, I know he's not Greg Maddux, but he's the second coming of him in a different version. I think he's a very talented pitcher, dangerous. We'll see if the Braves can go home and, you know, get their act. I think they go play the Rockies now, but then they go home and they got a nice long stretch in Hot Town.
Yeah, they start a four-game series with the Rockies in Colorado tonight, and those weren't like blowout games. The Braves, those were all one-run games. And honestly, I think two or all three of them, Scotty, the Braves had leads late in the game, and they let them slip away against the Dodgers. So, and with the Phillies now, of course, winning six in a row, that lead for the Braves in the NL East is now down to two games as Atlanta heads to Colorado. We mentioned the Dodgers back in first. That's because the Giants lost their fourth in a row last night, 5-2 to the Brewers. Right now they are tied 1-1 in the top of the seventh here. Is Giants manager Gabe Kapler. Now is no time to panic. Here he is.
Now is the right time to really show a sense of urgency. Continue to dig in on our process.
He's got a great beard game also, too. Your boy Gabe Kapler.
Have any panic? There's
whose is better, his or Ryan Day?
It's just the balance between
that's a good question.
And hanging in there with a really, really good team and a good process. Been strong for a really long time.
I think they should have zoned in when the lead was 2.5 and gotten serious. They waited till they had a half game lead before they started taking it seriously. They bent over to the Brewers at home. I think this series cost them the division. Losing, you know, the first three to the Brewers, and then, you know, if they lose this game today to them, and then, you know, it's the kiss of death. I think he's talking about focus now and everything else. It's the same theory. The Dodgers passed them. It's like a NASCAR IndyCar race. Formula One, it's over. They've already caught them. They passed them. Now they're going to sleep with their wife.
No, and that's what happens, and you say it all the time. When you eventually catch somebody, and it's been 4 months since you've been there, it's very hard. Now, they do play this weekend, Scotty. They've got three games in San Francisco starting tomorrow night. So that is going to be an opportunity for the Giants. If they could somehow win this game against the Brewers this afternoon, give themselves a little momentum into this series with the Dodgers, maybe they can swing things back their way.
So the Dodgers are playing the Giants in Oracle. I think the bleeding continues and the Dodgers go up there and beat their ass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Carver, hi. How about Garrett Cole last night in Anaheim dealing?
Yeah, that was a big time performance that the Yankees needed badly from Garrett Cole. They beat the Angels 4-1. 15 strikeouts for Garrett Cole. Here's the last one on the Yes Network.
Swing and a miss. 15 strikeouts. That's an ace. Team's on a four-game losing streak. Strikeout 15. Don't walk anybody. Turn a 3-1 lead over your bullpen. That's a big boy performance. Big boy performance.
Whoa, look out.
Wow, with the double big boy performance, putting on his big boy pants. Can we hear from him?
Yes, let's hear from Cole. He wanted to be aggressive and go after the Angels. He struck out Ohtani 3 times. Here he is.
You know, the fastball is pretty good. Certainly well located. But, you know, with a little bit of a lead and, you know, some pull off-speed chases, you know, by a few guys as we kind of got through the lineup, I just thought that, you know, there were some opportunities just to really just go after a few guys. And so, you know, when the solo home run isn't going to beat you or it's not going to tie you at that point, you know, it just allows you to pound the strike zone. And so a few of those factors, plus obviously good fastball, really, really behind the baseball today. So I thought it was a mix of those three.
I mean, have fun facing that guy in a one-game playoff. He might give up a home run in a game against somebody, a winner. You know, you just play him once and winner take all. I think he's just the most lethal guy in baseball to have to face. But if it's Boston, how about Sale against Cole?
That will definitely be some matchup if you get those two. Sale stopped the Red Sox losing streak against the Rays last night, a 3-2 win for Boston. Here is Chris Sale. Red Sox are not done yet, he says.
We've had some gut punches over the last, week and a half. You know, obviously, even before then. But to know that, you know, we still got some fight left in us. We got some kick. No one in here is giving up. You know, our attitude and our effort is staying the same no matter who's in this clubhouse or who's not. And that's the most important thing, you know. We're still in a position that most other guys would love to be in. And, you know, we know that and we got to keep rolling with it.
Listen, I won't deny he's a badass, but I know Carver and I wish nothing but ill will on him and his teammates.
Red Sox general manager Chaim Bloom says everyone in the organization that isn't vaccinated pains him. Wow. There you go from the general manager. Wander Franco, by the way, 32 games now he has reached base in a row for the Rays. They play again tonight. The White Sox beat the Pirates 6-3 last night. The Reds and the Cardinals split a doubleheader. Nick Castellanos hits a grand slam. Let's hear it on Bally Sports Ohio, Scotty. Then I'll tell you what happened afterwards. Here's Castellanos.
Castellanos drills it. Left center field. Gone! Grand slam!
So what happened? They, like, checked his bat or something after that home run?
Your boy Mike Schilt, the manager of the Cardinals, after Castellanos hit the grand slam, played the old umpires, go check his bat routine. There was like a little chip at the top of his bat. So they did the big bat inspection out by home plate. The umpires found no wrongdoing. Those two teams really don't like each other. There's been some back and forth over the past couple of years with the Cardinals and the Reds, whether it's checking pitchers, checking bats, bad blood, as you can say. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 8-3. Amazing how that many games they've lost to them over the last month. The Mariners beat the Astros 1-0. Shut them out for the second game in a row. Mariners are still hanging around in this thing, Scotty. Manager Scott Servais says they have some momentum right now. Here he is.
I just think last night's game, you know, we won that game in, you know, in the fashion that we're used to winning this year. It's the big hit late in the game, a lot of momentum. I really felt good coming into the ballpark today and just kind of seeing the energy around our team. And, you know, I knew we were going to play in a good game today. So don't know if you're going to win it or not. Really good effort, obviously, by our pitching staff here the last 2 days to give us this chance. But we're playing good baseball. We had it on the road. We got to pick up the offense a little bit. We know that, and hopefully we will on this road trip.
They just gave Servais an extension and the GM in Seattle. They're playing good baseball this season. If you're a Mariner fan, it has to be somewhat exciting down the stretch to see him in it in some capacity or another. What's the deal with Carlos Correa?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about Correa, how he has said he's going to test free agency in the offseason. Apparently, he doesn't like the offers that the Astros have given him. He did want to say, though, he'd be happy to return to Houston in free agency, of course, provided that they gave him a couple of large bags of cash. So as long as the Astros are willing to pay, he has no problem staying in Houston. We'll see how that all plays out for Correa in the offseason. The Mets get back on the field against the Marlins tonight, Scotty. Today, they placed general manager Zach Scott on administrative leave. We spoke about him yesterday, about him in getting popped for the DWI. The details kind of came out today from the Westchester County District Attorney. Apparently, Zach fell asleep at a red light at 4:17 a.m. in the morning, and that's where the police then found him. So that is several hours after he left Stevie Cohen's house. Several hours. So we'll see
not
how
an
go for Zach Scott.
Not an ideal spot to pass out at the intersection with the light turning green and some lady honking behind you for 5 minutes and you're out cold. And then you won't take any of the tests. I mean, there goes the license. There goes the job. His job's finished. He's finished.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to clean the entire house at the end of the year, by the way. That includes Sandy Alderson. That includes Louis Rojas. I think everybody is going to go at Citi Field. All right, we have games tonight. A little bit of a lighter schedule, you could say, in Major League Baseball. A lot of teams off. We have some afternoon games. You already mentioned that the Phillies won their sixth in a row. They beat the Nats 7-6. The A's beat the Tigers in Detroit 8-6. Brewers and Giants still tied at ones in the eighth inning. Tonight, let's go to the board. We've got the Marlins and the Mets. Carlos Carrasco taking on the Marlins. The Mets, they're up to minus 245 now at FanDuel for that contest. The Red Sox and the Rays. Eduardo Rodriguez and McClanahan, minus 162 for Tampa. Pirates and the Cubbies start a four-gamer at Wrigley tonight. Keller on the hill against Thompson. Cubbies, minus 136. The Indians and the Royals again in Kansas City. Indians, minus 110, the slight road favorite. And the Braves start a four-game series in Colorado, who's been very good at home this year. Gigi Gonzalez on the hill. The Braves are the road favorite, minus 162.
I'm going to take the Rockies the way they play at Coors, and the Braves just got swept in Lipstick City. They're trying to somehow make it to the finish line of this road trip. They're in trouble. Give me Rotto, and then I'm going to take Kansas City. There's no way I'm betting on Helen Keller against the Cubs. I'll take Chicago in that one. And then I'm going to go Rays over the Red Sox and give me the Mets at Citi Field. God only knows what's going to happen to the Mets tonight. There's always something.
There is always something. You always get your money's worth when you go out to Citi Field to see the Mets. All right, Tour Championship going on down at Eastlake in Atlanta. Patrick Cantlay, of course, started at minus 10. He's 2-under through 16, now 12-under for the tournament. But who's chasing him down, Scotty? John Rahm, now at 10-under. He's 4-under for the day. Harris English, 4 back at 8-under. Your boy Harris, Scotty, with the ace on 15, the par 3.
What?
Harris English with the hole-in-1 today at Eastlake. So good for him. Victor Hovland now 7-under in the mix. Bryson DeChambeau at 7-under. Kevin Na and Cameron Smith also in striking distance. Nothing like an ace, Scotty, especially when you're at the Tour Championship. Let's go.
Your boy Old English dropping an ace. But how about DeChambeau? Anybody yelling Brooksy been thrown out of East Lake today by their cheesy country club? Commissioner Monahan, that tool, going to start plucking fans out of the crowd. I loved yesterday when he said, there's a lot of kids that we can't have this happen around. There's no PGA events. And let me tell you what else there is there. Nothing but people boozing. Golf and golf tournaments equal drunk. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's getting hammered in the tents. Everyone's drinking booze, beer, champagne, wine. Women are tipping over in those tents. I've been to 50 golf tournaments. I've never seen so many people on the floor.
I don't like how they've completely reversed their approach from the last couple years. They were getting into a zone where they were getting away from golf being this stuffy game that only certain people could go to, a very elitist crowd. They've started to have some venues, whether it's the Waste Management, we see it at the Ryder Cup, where they let fans get a little rowdy, and now this guy wants to rain on everybody's parade, Scotty, and say, no more fun. You're not allowed to yell at the players. You're not allowed to yell at Brooksy. Meanwhile, like you said, there's a beer cart, basically three on every hole throughout the entire course. There's at least, I know, because I drink it all of them. I drink it all of them.
Well, God bless you. That's why I go to baseball games. That's why I go to major league games. Yeah. I don't have time to go hang out with the highfalutin country club types. Everybody, what do you mean, you people? I swear to God, I have never seen more alcoholism in my life than it. I went to the Northern Trust when it was in Jersey. I mean, there must have been 150 DUIs leaving that place. I mean, everybody I saw people vomiting on the 18th hole. People get so drunk. It's a mess. Screw golf. You can have it, Carver High, with all your golf buddies and your stupid golf betting habit.
Love it.
Have at it.
I
you
love
and
it.
Yours.
And there'll be plenty of drinking at Whistling Straits for the Ryder Cup later this month. Phil Mickelson and Freddie Couples have been named vice captains for the event. Ronaldo becomes the all-time leading men's international goal scorer. Two late goals against the Republic of Ireland yesterday. Miserable.
Both headers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because
I made the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Our longtime national baseball insider, now with the highfalutin New York Times writing columns. I mean, he is everywhere. Scott Miller, our favorite on Coast to Coast, back again on C2C to talk baseball. First, I wanted to say, though, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV, at SportsGrid Radio. Get all the odds, line changes, everything. You're going to need them now that college football is back in a big way starting tonight. All right, Mr. Miller. I got to start with the Dodgers because Scherzer, what he's meant to them, Urias, what he's meant to them. They have caught the Giants, who you and I have talked for months. They were belly to belly, and that is over now. They've been passed like at a Formula One race, and once you pass them, it's Darcy Rota, if you ask me. The Dodgers, not only did they pass them last night and sweep the Braves, finish them off, but now they go to Oracle, and I think they're going to keep winning.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big series for the Giants, bigger for them than the Dodgers suddenly, because the Giants ended today and lost four in a row. And you're right, you know, the Giants have been a great story all year, but you mentioned Julio Urias. You mentioned Max Scherzer. Walker Buehler, I think, is going to win the Cy Young Award in the National League. I mean, these guys just won after another, after another, after another. And I think, you know, Dodgers, they've been in this long enough. They've won eight consecutive National League West titles. They're going for ninth this year. This time of year arrives, the September stretch run. They know how to navigate it. They know how to get serious. Cody Bellinger looks like he's going to be a man without a country. He has been given all year to produce. He hasn't. Right now, it looks like Dave Roberts is going to go with the other guys. A.J. Pollock, who had a big hit last night, Mookie Betts, Chris Taylor, Cody Bellinger, a former MVP. The Dodgers are like, we gave you your chance. We're going with the guys. They're going to win in September.
What is going to happen to Cody Bellinger? That's just a crazy story. He can't hit 200 against lefties.
No, yeah, I think what you're going to see the rest of the way with Bellinger is he's going to, you know, he'll play against some right-handers, maybe used as a pinch hitter against right-handed relievers, you know, mid-game. And beyond that, I don't know you're going to see him in a regular, like as an everyday player the rest of the way, even in the playoffs. Remember a couple years ago, before that MVP season, the Dodgers benched Bellinger against lefties in October. You know, and then he figured some things out, and now he's right back to where he was pre-MVP status. And also, you know, one thing in his defense, you just never quite know how guys react. Remember in the playoffs last year, he dislocated that shoulder on a – he was high-fiving one of the dugout guys like that
right
after a home run, and he went too hard, it popped his shoulder out. And he had surgery over the winter, and he was okay this year. But you never know on shoulder surgeries, you know, with hitters, how that's going to affect their swing. So I'm not ready to say he's done yet, but I think maybe that messed him up enough this year that this is just going to be a lost year. And, you know, we'll see what he can do in 2022.
You know, I actually saw this Brewers series from a standpoint of, you know, Burns and Woodruff. I mean, they dominated the Giants, and the Giants have had problems with Cueto all of a sudden, Webb all of a sudden. That Milwaukee pitching staff is dangerous, and what a statement they made going into San Francisco and pushing the Giants around.
Yeah, I mean, in a preview of what could be a playoff series in another month, I tell you what. People should not sleep on the Milwaukee Brewers. They don't have the sexy names as we just discussed with the Dodgers, Scott. But I'll tell you what, you mentioned, I mean, in the rotation, guys like Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns, the bullpen, top to bottom, the Brewers may have the best pitching in the major leagues. And don't take my word for it. Take Joey Votto's word for it. When the Cincinnati Reds played the Brewers a week or so ago, Votto said that might be the best pitching staff I've seen since I've been in the major leagues. My ears perked up at that, Scott, because I'll tell you what, you know, I've covered the game a long time, but I've covered it long enough to learn. I can watch things and I can make opinions, but when I hear a player like Joey Votto say Milwaukee has the best pitching that he's ever seen, I take special note of that. Based on that and a couple other hitters aside from Votto, same thing. They've said that Milwaukee Brewers staff. So nationally, people might not know Brandon Woodruff or Corbin Burns or whoever else the Brewers are, but they will. And because of the hitters telling us what they told us, I think the Brewers have the staff. They may not have the Q rating, but they've got the staff to maybe make a run all the way to the World Series this year.
So I want to get into Votto's Reds, but I still want to stay in the West until we go to the wild card talk. So first of all, twofold. One, I want to start with the Padres, and then I want to end with the Yankees Angels series that you just did. And coming off of the two losses at the Astros in Oakland, the Yankees, then they went down and lost two to Anaheim, and then Cole struck out 15. Let's start with that performance by Cole last night. That's world domination type stuff. 15 strikeouts, got a lead, was lethal, had several pitches going. And we said it earlier on Coast to Coast, get ready for Cole and Sale in a one-game playoff at Yankee Stadium. You can smell it coming on the barbecue.
You are exactly right about that. I like that, and that will be must-watch TV. And I'll tell you what, that Yank, couple things about Cole in Anaheim last night. To your point, he dominated, 15 strikeouts. The Yankees have been such a crazy team all year. They look great, then they look horrible. Then they look great, then they look horrible. They had that 13-game winning streak, and it was like, okay, you know, they're gonna give Tampa Bay a run. Then they lost four in a row, the last two in Oakland, the first two in Anaheim. And when you're losing two in Anaheim, so what happens? Gerrit Cole, as an ace, does what ace is supposed to do. The aces are the guys that stop losing streaks, and he did that in spades last night. But beyond that, within those strikeouts and his dominating performance, what really opened my eyes, 15 strikeouts, the first three times Shohei Ohtani batted last night were against Cole. Three strikeouts. Ohtani right. is a really good fastball hitter. Gerrit Cole, all three times, threw 99-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball by Ohtani. Cole was dominant.
Wow. So what has happened to the – and I got to tell you, since they won the 13 in a row and then they lost the four, I think for me, like watching them every night on the trip and in the 13-game winning streak, that was the best baseball I've watched on television in a long while. It was – every inning was must-see, and the Yankees got back into it, took over the wild card top spot. I thought they were amazing and fun to watch. But the Padres, my beloved Padres down in San Diego, are melting like an ice cream cone. And I got to tell you, Carver High said it earlier. They have had massive problems with, like, the Diamondbacks again last night. But they're still only a half game out of that wild card. Are they going to blow this season?
You know, the schedule doesn't favor them. Cincinnati has the easiest road down the stretch, which we can get to if you want in a minute. But half a game ahead of the Padres are the Reds. The Padres had a big bunch of collateral built up. It looked like they were easily going to be a worst case second wildcard team. Then they went on, as you said, they lost 13 of 15, and they just looked awful. And, you know, they've righted themselves a little bit recently. Blake Snell's last two outings have been really good. Joe Musgrove's been consistent. But the Padres, a couple things. Their offense disappeared for a while during that 13 of 15 loss scheme. Within that, Fernando Tatis Jr., they moved to the outfield, and he went through like a 5 for 32 with 15 strikeouts. He's not playing with the same joy he's always played with. I don't think he likes the outfield. I think he wants back at shortstop. They have him out there to try to lessen the wear and tear on his shoulder that popped out earlier in the year. They're trying to milk him through the year. Yu Darvish has been awful. Yesterday, he gave up six runs in the first two or three innings in Arizona, and Darvish has become a big problem for the Padres. So also, anybody listening and watching, Scott's not kidding about loving the Padres. Last time, Scott, I saw you personally. You personally came to Petco Park to check out those Padres about a month or two ago.
That's right. I also went to see the Phillies Saturday night in the cold and rain. 69 degrees, wind blowing. I went to see Harper and the Phillies down in Philadelphia, and they won 7-0 over the lousy D-backs, who looked to me to be about a single-A Florida State League team. That is the worst major league lineup I've ever seen in my life. I got to be honest with you. I love Marte, but the rest of that team is hack city. The Phillies made it 6 in a row today. They're getting hot at the perfect time, Scotty.
They are. September's going to be a lot of fun. We all thought that National League East race would be a lot of fun going into the year, but we thought it would be because it looked like the Phillies, the Mets, the Braves, everybody was going to be really good. The Nationals, now, you know, it's down to the Braves and the Phillies, and you're right. The Phillies are getting hot at the right time. They're playing with confidence. Bryce Harper is really pushing himself into the MVP conversation. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but he's certainly one of the candidates. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But the Phillies and Atlanta is going to be a nice run, especially while they're winning six in a row, as you noted earlier. Braves got swept in Dodger Stadium this week. And the Braves, you know, with some injuries they've had, we all gave them all kinds of compliments for everything they've been able to do when they've lost guys like Ronald Acuna Jr. for the season.
Right.
And they've overcome all that. But, you know, Ozzy Albies, it looks like they dodged a bullet the other day. He was carried off the field after he fouled a ball onto his knee.
Right.
Looks like no major damage. He's going to be okay. But the Phillies are coming fast, man. They're coming hard.
I sat five rows behind home plate, behind a net in the Diamond Club. It was an awesome experience. I loved it. I got to do more of that. I have to say one other thing about the Braves before I talk about the Reds with you. Real quick, I think that kid Fried, I love his look, his pitching, his mound presence, everything about him. He looks to me like a young Maddox, the way he, his intensity and his concentration and his pitching and his using the corners.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a late bloomer. I've always liked him a lot, and it's taken him a while to figure things out. The other thing with him, and this is, you bet on guys like this. He's really smart. And trivia point, he went to the same high school and for 1 year was in the same rotation in high school out in Harvard, Westlake in California. Fried, Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, Jack Flaherty of the St. Louis Cardinals. Those three guys were in the same high school rotation.
Wow. All right. I got 40 seconds real quick. The Reds, they've been blowing it, and the Cardinals have a great schedule the rest of the way against big teams.
They do, and the Cardinals are, you know, they're, you know, speaking of Flaherty, you know, Adam Wainwright, you know, Flaherty has been hurt, but Wainwright, John Lester came up with a big outing the other day. They acquired him at the trade deadline. They've got some veterans that know their way around. Dylan Carlson's playing well. The Reds, it's not, you know, there's some issues there. I don't think they pitch as well. Cardinals are really good. Cardinals maybe can catch them and the Padres.
All right, Scotty, great stuff. Always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the baseball this weekend.
Take care, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Carver High loves the Varela finish. Stephen A. Smith's going to start debating Michael Irvin and Tim Tebow on first take. They each got a slot one day each, Monday and Friday. Didn't take long for Tebow to find a job after getting dumped by the Jaguars. Oscar De La Hoya says he was raped by an older woman when he was 13. Oscar talking about his problems in childhood. What a disaster. Chicago Facebook group tracks down a serial egg thrower on the north side of the city. I used to throw eggs at houses, Carver High. I also buttered a house once. Aluminum siding in 95-degree heat always does significant damage. That one cost my dad five large. He beat me with a fraternity paddle for an hour. Priscilla Presley was so nervous about Elvis being left alone, she'd go everywhere with him, including to the barber. Unbelievable. At least 8 dead. Make that 17 now because of Ida slamming the Northeast, New York City, and Jersey with flash flooding. Former Marine pulled over for being, following a truck too closely. The cops took $87,000 of his cash. Can you do that? I mean, like, what's going on there? New COVID variant, which scientists fear is resistant to vaccines, now detected in 39 countries. We're all doomed. California passenger charged with assaulting a Southwest flight attendant faces federal charges in front of a federal judge. She's going to prison. Nice job, idiot. She knocked two of her teeth out, pulled her hair out of her head. Now she's going to jail, where she's going to have that done to her every day. Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank sued for fraud. San Francisco's largest tower is sinking faster than the limit. Lars Ulrich's sons, two of them, start a new band Carver High's excited about. Hostess reportedly dies while sleeping on a sailboat that erupts in fire in Italy. I suspect foul play there, Carver High. The hottie on the yacht burns to death. We got a situation developing there. And then Strip Talk is Carver High's favorite site to go to, where strippers tell us how they make their cash even when clubs are closed due to COVID. Strip Talk. I got to check that out after today's show. I'll see you tonight on the bench for College Football. GTD is next. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern. Good night.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.